fucking long.
Welcome, welcome, welcome.
Hey, darling.
Yeah, look, Karen, I was chilling.
Oh, well, you are quite the topic tonight, honey, aren't you?
Okay.
Look.
Yes, because you want to come with this live shit. You see me on Instagram. I'm on Instagram live. Yeah, now I'm on live.
it be like that. Look how fucking low. That's right. They in the comments. Okay, y'all showing love in the comments tonight. I'm gonna keep it a stack with y'all. I was on live with Heaven yesterday, and like we were trying to have a conversation, but y'all be bugging in these comments. So I'm gonna let y'all know right now. I would like to conduct an interview where I ask her some real questions and we really get to know Heaven tonight. So if y'all get on that bullshit in the comments, I'm going to turn the comments off. I'm going to give y'all a chance to ask y'all questions too.
Come on.
But on my podcast, we respect my guests, or you got a problem with the host. And as the king of controversy, you don't want that.
Okay. All right, I'm waiting. I'm ready.
So, hell fucking low. Let me start with the first question. Where are you from, beloved?
I am from Detroit, Michigan, West Side, 7 Mile.
That part. See, you know, you fucked me up because when you first came out, I thought you was from the West Coast.
Hell no, that's what everybody keeps saying. Like, we got similarities from...
It's because the hello. That's some Bay Area shit for the most part. I'm not saying, you know, but that's why. I thought you was from the West. But that's number one. So now, what's your sign?
Bitch, who are you? Stop playing with me, because I just wrote you
look, hold on, look, Heaven.
Forget these people in the comments.
Wait, Heaven, look, you know what, hold on. Let me do this.
Bitch, ain't nobody in Detroit know you. Bitch, I'll be in Detroit tomorrow. What's up? I'll be on 7 Miles, so stop playing with me.
Oh. You know what?
That's what I thought, that part.
Alright, we're going to do this.
Bitch,
like
I'm saying I'm not 7 Mile. Bitch, stop playing with me.
Thank you.
Heaven, I think you just misunderstood. And that's why I wanted to talk to you. Oh, some gangster shit. Like, I feel like you are very misunderstood.
Like, I'm very misunderstood. Are you? I swear.
And it puts you...
I feel like they don't like how I be coming or how I answer the questions because it's not what they want to hear. Or they feel like I got to play victim or play like I didn't say what I said or did what I did. Or I don't know. I just feel like people take what I do or what I say to heart and they really want to be for me because they can't be me or they can't be around me or they feel like I'm pressured,
so
they don't want me to be pressured. Like, a lot of people hate on you when they know that you is really good.
Are you a Scorpio?
Yes, I am big Scorpio.
That's why I'm drawn to you. You know I love Scorpios, Heaven.
It was Scorpio in me that sensed it, period.
Yeah.
Okay, I can dig it. So now... All right, let's keep it a stack. We gonna get deep. We gonna go into it. I'm gonna turn the comments back on in a minute. I'm gonna let y'all hate on her in a minute. But right now, I just wanna, you know, give us a minute to talk.
Yep.
So like, out of all of the fucking rumors, out of all of the bad shit that's been said about you, what rumor do you want to clear up the most? Like, what rumor is the most ridiculous fucking rumor you've heard so far?
That I can't. Like, bitch, I'm still hanging in there. I still got more than bitches in a house. That's what. And you know, most times, half is only four seconds, I say, that really get it in. You get what I mean? But me, I kept coming back. Like, that's one thing you can never hold on to. I mean, never hold over my head. Bitch, I'm never going to give up. I don't give a fuck how to win, lose, draw. Bitch, I'm going to still have that same energy when I see you the next time. Stop putting it on my head like, oh, I'm supposed to take an ass whooping and think I'm supposed to just shut the fuck up. That's one thing I would never do. I don't give a fuck.
I don't know why they think that.
Okay, so, like, now, we had the conversation yesterday, and I told you I hadn't really watched it yet, so I didn't really want to say too much. I did watch a couple clips. I didn't get a chance to watch the whole episode, but I still just keep hearing this, Heaven's being a bully, Heaven's being a bully. What do you think about that? Like, do you feel like you was trying to bully them girls?
No. I feel like when your mouth is as big as me, then I'm going to approach it. But I don't feel like I was a bully at all. Only thing they could have said, I bullied motherfucking Shaba, but it was only just like talking over her and talking directly to her. But I really don't feel like I bullied at all, for real. Because I really do bully bitches. Now, I could show you some shit that I really didn't bully the bitch. Beat her ass and put her in her passenger seat. That's a big ass bully. And drove myself where I needed to be and threw her keys in the motherfucking middle of the street. So now that's a bully.
No, that's a bitch.
But I don't feel like I bully girls, but I'm going to bully them ass for the reunion.
So you are a bully, you just didn't bully them.
Yeah.
That's gangster. Look, that hey, that's gangster. I respect that answer. So, all right, now that we got that out the way, I'm just going, please don't get offended with me. But when my introduction to you happened, it was because Pink came on my podcast and she had quite a few things to say about you.
Oh. What is that?
Have y'all got past y'all beef? Let me start by asking, have y'all got past y'all beef or is it forever?
Go ahead.
Because if y'all kind of got past it, I don't want to go, you know, too deep into it because I'm not trying to block on that.
I don't give a fuck what that hoe got to say, but what she say so I can know.
Well, she came on my podcast and she said that you had AIDS and your sister came and confirmed it and a secret baby. She said a lot of shit.
A secret baby? That sounds like all lies, baby. I sell this pussy for a living, baby. I don't have no AIDS, never had no STDs, none of that shit.
I don't fuck with,
you gotta understand where I come from. I don't fuck with my sister. I don't fuck with Pink. So them are the two perfect bitches to clink the fuck up and make up lies about me, baby. I can show my proof of my pussy.
Okay, so it wasn't like,
if I had AIDS or herpes or whatever, I would have told motherfuckers, like, you get what I'm saying, to be aware. And I'm a real ass bitch, but I never had none of that shit. Never put nothing on my name or type of shit. I claim all three of my kids, and all three of my kids is in my custody and everything, and I take good care of them. Just because I'm not there every day, that don't matter, bitch. I know bitches that's there every day, and their kids don't fuck with them at all. My kids love the fuck out of me, and I would never not claim a kid. So that's lie, and I definitely don't got no fucking AIDS or no HIV or no herpes or none of that shit. That's a lie.
Okay, I'm glad you listen. I really wanted you to, when I first reached out to you, when it first happened, I was like, yo, these are some big fucking accusations. I just want Heaven to come speak for her fucking self.
But at that point, bitch that's really psycho gonna say anything. I never been into no psych warp or nothing, but bitches can't say the same. So. Bitches can't even have kids, but got the nerve to talk about this pussy over here, and I have all three of mine.
Read a lucky
and a bitch. Oh, Heaven, bitch was fighting a murder charge. I ain't never fought one of them. But they got so much to say on this pussy.
So.
But I really just felt like I feel like she gay, so I really feel like she wanted to fuck. Cause me and Pink was the first people that talked in the fucking house and everything. Like, we was cool when it first happened. But since then, it's just like, I feel like when we did start our beef and all that shit, she didn't really want to fight me or none of that shit. They cut that shit out, which y'all don't know. Like, it was a lot to that shit. So when I chose to go fucking chill the fuck out and wasn't worried about the bitch, then they wanted to fight and do all this extra ass shit. But I was over it. I didn't give a fuck. But it is what it is. And I ain't never tripping. That's why, like, I'm here and there and she's not.
Okay, so I've been seeing one comment like 100,000 times. Do you feel like you lost every fight? Because they keep fucking saying that.
No.
Do you feel like that?
No, not at all. I feel like I can say I can give it to Lacey that she kept up with me after I already fucked her up. But it's like, also me trying to swing through security and getting snatched up and all that extra type shit. I really don't feel like I took a big ass L. No, I don't. But when I almost could have pushed the bitch down the stairs, I feel like they should have pat me on the back for that because I thought about it. You get what I'm saying? So them little hits that she got in at the end, that was all because my mind was thinking about killing. You get what I'm saying? So I really changed for real. Like in that 1 second, like for real, I could have.
Well, you a Scorpio for real.
For real.
Look, let me just say, out of all the females I ever had, it was definitely a Scorpio that fucked up my shit.
You hear me? It just don't play with us. We'll take it to there. Like, I mean, like, you got to remember this reality. So we can only do so much. But if it was on the streets, it would have been nonstop fucking fighting. Like, I would have, like, literally been fighting probably for an hour at least with them hoes. I don't give a fuck. But it's not about that. Like, I see, like, it's a bigger picture. It's bigger than, you know, me and whatever. So we was supposed to been trying to change. You get what I'm saying? That's what the show is about. And I'm happy to experience all the things that we did. And I got to listen to my favorite bitch, Cry My Diamond. From, you remember Nothing If You Bug, 30 Flavors, all that shit. So, like, I was happy with all the experience that we did do in the house, and I learned from that. But at the same time, it's still hard to not be a bad girl.
So you a bad girl in real life?
In real life, not fake.
Always been a bad girl.
Always. That's why every, like, all my love, even the people that hate me, they really know that I'm great for TV. I'm still the bitch that got a store. I ruffle feathers around this bitch. If I don't ruffle feathers, you ain't doing something right. You get what I'm saying?
Hey, listen, they don't call me the king of controversy for nothing, Heaven. And I want to say you're actually doing very swell compared to the people who come to my podcast, because most people usually run out of here crying, screaming, saying Cardi's a fucking jerk.
Mm-mm, I don't mind because you keeping it real, and just like what before, like I said, people always just have a crazy outlook at me or just, oh my God, a mosquito. God. But people always
say I'm different.
A bad person or make it seem like just because it's me, it gotta be. But I mean, got tougher skin. I really shit don't give a fuck. I gotta get my nails done.
And we're back.
Hello.
And we're back.
Hello.
And we're back.
Fucking man, we're fucking back. We had a little boo-boo on that.
You feel me?
But
that part.
For the clarification, it's all good. What I was saying, I'm our beef is not over. I don't give a fuck what that bitch gotta say. She mad because I'm back on TV and she not. And she gotta pull up her network from the bottom. And the bitch is psycho. Take her wannabe law school ass, lawyer heaven ass, wannabe something ass bitch ass on.
Okay, so like
not right now.
You like big OG with it. Like, how does it feel to be fucking
the OG and everybody coming to me? I feel like a big dog.
But I'm saying like season one, two shows back to back, that's major.
Major. Nobody got that on their belt like me. And it ain't mad because I'm asking for my own show, bitch. I feel like I done did it all. I didn't play with every bitch around here. It's time to give me what I deserve. Because my shit ain't going to stay in bitches' mouth. Like, big bitches that got knots on their motherfucking head.
Not again, Heaven.
Yeah, because bitches want to keep bring my name up. My knot was not as big as your knot, so bitch, you not today.
Are you talking about Judy with the big booty?
Bitch, not today. You hear me?
Yo, y'all,
I ain't got a kiss ass to be on a show. I ain't got to suck a nigga, suck a bitch titty. I still be me.
Wait, you talking about Judy?
I'm talking about fat ass Judy.
Hey, well, shit. Okay, well, all right. I guess I gotta ask.
I had to give you a little tea.
What's the tea?
Bitches want to care. I have clout because they season wasn't doing that. Well, the deja vu was a talk for 2 seconds.
All right, well, look, I before you got in here, Dimples was asking why they was, you know, going in on Heaven like that. So now we have a mutual acquaintance, and he's my dog, but I try to stay out of that just because, you know, we haven't spoke very much, and I don't know you very well. So when the conversation come up, I kind of just leave it alone because, you know,
definitely a major ask.
You know, I try to stick to things that pertain to me, but Tropical Chesses, Tyrese, he was just in here. He had a lot to say. What's going on with your friend? What's wrong?
With who?
Tyrese.
Oh.
He was just in here popping it. Like real bad. And I just want to know, like,
real bad is what? Hold on. I know you're talking about the stylist that I had for a second.
Yeah.
Hold on. You talking about the broke nigga that was in Miami that didn't have shit too? Oh, you talking about when I had to pull off on a nigga and leave him stinking? Oh, we talking about the same one, bitch? Oh, yeah. I thought a pussy on sex that made a bitch go back to Brightmouth. The fuck? I mean, Baltimore. My bad. Brightmouth.
Why is okay? What? Yo, y'all are going in on each other.
But I had him around, like, you know, being my personal stylist, whatever hairstyle, whatever. But I still paid for everything. When it came around to after I had Big Heaven Boss Obstacles and shit, which he did get paid for of that hairstyle, and I seen that he tried to say that I didn't pay him for that hairstyle. Yes, the fuck I did. He ended up fucking one of my castmates, looking real, it was just real horrible, like real horrible. But what really happened was I was still looking out for him. A couple girls, I took him to go do their hair, they played him. Like one girl, he did her hair in my room. Then another bitch, I had to drop him off to go do her hair. She played him because she said she didn't like that sew-in that he did because it was like thin as fuck. You know, I make my money and shit. Some shit, you know, everybody go through their times. They be a little slow. Boo, boo, boo. I didn't have it like that. I couldn't be taking care of a grown-ass nigga and especially taking care of my shit. So I'm telling him, do what you got to do. Make your hair. Do what you got to do. We were supposed to come out with a whole collection and everything. I know Big Lex ain't talking about me. Why is somebody sending me Big Lex fucking live? I bet you. Let me click on. Because, bitch, why is she?
So are y'all being... That was actually...
He said I got two.
Heaven, that was my next question. I was gonna ask, like, what's you and Lex's relationship like? Are y'all cool?
We don't have no relationship. I don't fuck with that bitch. You don't fuck with me. And that bitch ain't say shit to me, and I ain't say shit to her. We was at the pool party together. We was everywhere. She put me on her lot. Put me on her story. Bitch, I don't need your friend. You didn't have to show my ass shaking or none of that shit.
Oh, well,
I don't think it's like smoke, but at the same time, you gotta remember this is a job, so I'm gonna act right. But she ain't want no problems. I wouldn't pressure.
So it ain't smoke.
But back to the little dirty little bitch. It was just after Rolling Loud. I got into Rolling Loud. This nigga walked around. I had this nigga walking around the whole time while I was in Rolling Loud. That's when I knew, like, that's what you say. Certain shit, I can definitely bully a bitch or a nigga. But it wasn't even like that. I was trying to be a friend. I was trying to look out for him. He was selfish. He wanted to be a mama's boy, a mama's baby all his motherfucking life. And it's real life out here. Like, that's why he's living with his mama. He back at home, back in, I keep about to say Brightmoor, Baltimore. And that's what it is. Like,
He said you was talking shit. He just said something about you was talking shit to Lucky. And let me just say, something about you talk shit about him too, Lucky, or something. I don't fucking know.
No, I told the truth. Like, watch out for him, bitch. I told her to watch out for him because, bitch, we be on the same motherfucking shit, bitch. Stop playing with me. I know what you trying to do. Like, you trying to go fuck with somebody else that I motherfucking know, and you know that all on the show together.
Hold on. Let me clear that up. Let me clear that part up because I link them together.
No, when I asked her, she told me it was through somebody else. So I told her, just watch out for him. And I told her what happened between me and him. That was it. I would never stop on nobody's money. Never stop on nobody's
I
never said nothing crazy. I just told her to watch out for his ass. We had an altercation. I told her what happened. She was like,
"Baby, oh, block me."
So that was it. I didn't try to stop his money or nothing.
Okay, so I feel like it's just a misunderstanding. I think y'all could probably, you know.
No, I'm straight. I don't want to fuck with nobody. If you ever cross me, I will never fuck with you ever again. The sooner you're ready to say anything on my motherfucking name that's not motherfucking positive on the internet, I will never fuck with you ever in life again. I don't give a fuck. I done been into it with bitches that don't bring it to the internet, and we got back cool. I can get back cool with you, but as soon as you go to the internet and try to tell my business or tell what the fuck I did, and I looked out for you, and I know I didn't do nothing wrong, bitch, fuck you. You can never come around me. You would never be around this presence. You would never, ever, ever, ever. Because if I was really that grimy ass bitch that recorded and took a lot of shit for a lot of shit, like if I was really that messy bitch and recorded everything, bitches would hate me.
I can agree with you, okay. Yo.
Bitch had to tell what? I've been being nice, and I don't. At the same time, bitch, your hygiene went up to party. You was grown ass man. I had to tell you to get in the motherfucking shower. I bought you soap, toothpaste. What bitch, you know, do that shit, bro? And I didn't put that shit on the internet. But after that, bitch, don't play with me. The fuck? Ooh. Don't play with me, because I speak nothing but facts. Facts on facts.
Well, now that y'all got that out there, I knew it was something crazy, because like, I kind of always stayed out of it.
Niggas not going to tell you every day. They only want to tell you the bad parts of one, or like, if it was a fucked up situation that I did, I would take on parts of that. You get what I'm saying? But after when a bitch, I feel like you trying to play with me, no, you can never come back from that, bro. And I'm not a horrible person, how I could be. Like, how, nigga, if I would have recorded shit and put it on the date and the time, you would want to kill me.
Shit, well, now that we got that out the way, well, shit.
Who else? I feel like it's somebody else I'm missing.
Right, you got beef with, well, I want to say so many people got beef with you. Like, is there anybody you got beef with? Is there, like, anybody that you ain't fucking with like that?
That I really don't have a problem. I mean, like, that, what you mean? Hold on, let's say that again.
Like I'm saying, like, I know it's like a heaven hate train, and it's like a lot of people that can't stand you, but is there anybody, like, that, like, wronged you, that you feel some type of way about?
No. That's actually crazy. I love everybody.
And that's why I wanted to ask, because it seemed like, I mean, I don't know. Like I said, Scorpio, Pisces, we are.
Speaking on the real shit. What you was about to say before you just took that back? What you was about to say? Say what's on your mind.
Nah, I was going to say, like, I know what it feels like to be hated and not really. It seemed like you don't really give a fuck. If I'm just keeping it a stack.
You know I don't give a fuck. Like, but I feel like at the same time, that's what's wrong with them. They want me to give a fuck. That's why they have a problem with me, because they feel that I don't give a fuck. You get what I'm saying? It's like, I feel like if you can't join her, hate her. If you can't be right there in the sunshine with her, hate on that bitch. Hate that hoe. But if they really in the back of their mind, they really mad as fuck that they fucked up with me, because I keep leveling up, I keep popping back outside, I keep doing everything that they're hating on me about, I keep rising to the top. So it's like, me knowing that I have so many people that don't like me but won't do shit, I don't, why would I take my time out to sit there and be like, oh, this bitch don't like me, let me change my way from what she don't like. Oh, this nigga don't like me, let me change my way for him to like me. Or let me, that wouldn't be me.
That's real. That's real.
Oh, she don't like me loud. Oh, she don't like this. Oh, she don't. That would not make me a person. That would not make me who I am today. Have they thought about that? But when that bitch was paying for everything, when that bitch was in the party, you right there, and that bitch is doing that, he right there, you all smiles. You was...
Damn. Well, Heaven, I like you. I can't feel what everybody else feel about you. Like, I'm my own person. I don't follow trends. I don't follow
and
waves.
And I love that. And I can feel the genuine as you say that. And when you, from your actions of after, you get what I'm saying? You was like, at first, I ain't really fuss with you. Doo-doo-doo-doo. You get what I'm saying? But after that, I feel like you a real person. I feel like it's more people out there that I fuss with like you. That really fucks with me, and that's what keep me going. And I know grandmas, aunties, mamas, cousins, sisters, nieces, and little kids love me. That's all I give a fuck about, is to make everybody else happy that really do love me, that love my craziness, that love whatever the fuck that comes out of my mouth, no matter if it is who and how. They love me. And that's me. That's how
it's
I am today.
Words.
The person is for me to be with for them, not the other.
Look, it's two words in TV: personality, and the second one is personality. You got that, and you on TV. So as far as everything that you're supposed to be in the space that you're in, you're doing that shit. Like, they
and I respect you, and I love that.
Like, for example, they can say that people are going to say, "Oh, Heaven lost every fight." But I'm the type of person that look at it and say, Heaven got out there and fought everybody who wanted to fight her. Like,
you hear me? I didn't go cry on the shoulder. I ain't let a bitch punk me. I ain't let a bitch do none of that. They don't want to say that. And even for the part when I did beat a bitch ass, they, oh, well, you got your ass beat after that. But that one second when I was at the top, they don't never want to let me be at the top. They just, oh no, bitch, but she snuck in and she did this and then she did this. Okay, you just don't like me. I'm just gonna let you have that. You don't like me. Go ahead.
All right. Well, I'm gonna ask one of my, I asked you yesterday, but I'm gonna ask you again because, you know, every day these answers change. So I'm gonna ask my two famous questions, because it just wouldn't be right if I didn't. So I'm going to start with the first one. I asked you one yesterday, so I'm going to ask you the second one first. Hypothetically speaking, if you could walk back into both houses right now, so that means this is a two-part question.
Okay.
If you could walk back into Big Lex's house, and if you could walk back into the Academy house, hypothetically speaking, if you could walk back in those houses right now and punch anybody in the face, who would it be and why?
Oh, that's a good ass question.
Oh, I got a couple for you, but that's the first one.
Okay, so we're gonna start out Big Lex Betty's Collection season one. I feel like I should have just did what I wanted to do from the beginning. And I would have punched Pink in her face just because people tried me and thought, like, that was who I was initially coming for. And I feel like they knew that. But, like, yeah, I would have walked right in the house and just punched her in the motherfucking face.
So, hypothetically, and for the Academy, who are you hypothetically punching on in there?
I still would do it again. Money. I don't give a fuck. It's just something about her. It's just not authentic. It's not real. It's just like, I don't know. She just gets under my skin. Like, I don't feel like I could ever be cool with her. Her or Pink. I don't feel like it's ever going to be a cool situation if we're ever all three in the room and shit. So it's just like, yeah, I'll punch her in the face again.
So is it safe to say that the reunion is going to be fireworks?
It's
all that's
fire.
What I'm getting.
I'm coming, I don't know if I'm coming cornrows. I don't know.
Like, that's what I'm saying. Like, are you coming Cleo or are you coming Big Heaven?
I'm coming classy, but they never know how it might end. I'm coming classy because, come on, I haven't stepped every time. I don't understand.
I got a question.
But I feel okay. Like I'm not going to look like I'm ready to fight, but I'm ready to fight.
Oh,
all right. So my question is, right, you know how Roly Poly got her little hit list for her reunions?
Yeah.
Do you have a hit list and who on it?
Ooh. I got
a good ass question. Hey, that's a good question, Scorpio. Okay.
Definitely have a hit list. Y'all know who at the top. Monty, of course. Just because I know bitches been trying me, I'm coming for Bella. I'm coming for...
Jess.
What? I'm coming for Shaba.
What?
Yeah. I'm coming for them bitches.
All of them?
That's like five Bella, bitches.
Bella, what y'all don't know about it, we got into a little argument and whatever off the camera. So it's been animosity. That's why I changed my room for the last night, because I ain't sleeping in a room with Jess or Bella, because I ain't trust them hoes. And we pour water on them bitches. So I'm really ready for whatever. Yeah.
But now I got another question.
What up?
Speak with you and Jess.
I just don't. I like. For fucking love. What it came into the whole situation where I didn't see all this kikiing and cockeying while I was there, because you know I would have spoke on that shit. But I don't like how she's trying to play it. Like she just, how can I say it? Like Chief Keith, basically, like everything all good. You know, she choose who her battle was and boo boo boo. Bitch, hell no. Nah. Hell no. Nah. Hell fuck no, nah. Bitch. Try that shit with me. What's up? We same size. I'm pressuring bitches what y'all think I'm not gonna pressure. It's just cause bitches thinking they funny and kiki and ha ha, but don't say that shit to my face. So I'm checking that shit when I walk in the door, bitch.
So who hit
like all that shit? Oh, well, bitches. She
could've, she did, and she... Oh, that's a good question, Quirk.
But you ain't never come in my DM or come to me and say that shit, but you saying that shit on live? All right, bitch, let me show you better not to.
Look, have it. Okay, Scorpio, I got a gangsta-ass question for you, because they What's like up? To play with you. Look, they say you lose every fight, so I'm going to just ask you a straight-up question. Who hit the hardest?
Nobody. Can you see? We were still fighting.
No, I'm saying like out of all your fights.
So like they made it seem like Lacey did it, but Lacey didn't do it. Monty did it. So I wasn't even tripping. Like y'all seen me take them hits. That shit was shit. The thought of me, I just felt like I was about to throw that bitch down the stairs. That's where it was like a thought.
You had to catch yourself. Or you had to pull yourself back.
Yeah. So when that
you was about to be on that episode of Snap,
because it was kind of like, bitch, I could have just killed him. Hey, you get what I'm saying?
Hey, somebody said Pink hit the hardest. hey, who hit harder, Pink or Monty?
Pink did not hit me. Did y'all really go back and look? Pink did not make a black eye or nothing. Pink. Like nothing. That bitch shit did not connect. She don't hit hard at all. It's just cut. It's just being a real protector of you fighting. If you can't swing, you're gonna protect your fucking face, bitch. That's on any fucking body.
God damn, somebody in the comments said Lacey had 10 rings on, so probably Lacey.
That's your opinion, but no, it wasn't.
Lacey had rings on?
November 5th.
Pink.
When is your birthday, Heaven?
Mm-hmm.
I got three Scorpios up here.
Heavy Scorpio. But I just feel like
when I should birthday? Be looking.
Yeah, I'm a Scorpio.
Mine is 29.
I feel like. Oh, yeah. Mine is October 25th. I feel like that fight shit, it just looked good, because when I fought Nas, it looked good because she was grabbing.
Yeah, you had a really, like, if a bitch really left marks on me, then you could tell that it really hurt, because baby, I bruise easily. I'm not going to lie to no bitch and nobody. Well, out of fighting all them, I only had that scratch on my head. I didn't have no black eyes, no busted lip, none of that shit. So if really bitches was really fucking me up, I would have been like, oh, did you see my lip?
Okay, so when you said, all right, I got, here go my question. I did have one question, because when I saw one video and I saw the I'm going home part, was that an edit? Or, because I don't feel like it, was it a mark move or was it an edit?
What you mean, saying that I was going home?
Nah, it was like a video of y'all fighting, and at the end of it, you was like, I'm going home.
I didn't say that. That after that, I said I was, eating them noodles on the bed.
Oh, so it was an edit, then.
Yeah, that had to. No, they probably was saying it right before I was saying it, because you know they showed me after they're eating the noodles and shit, and I'm like, I'm going home. That was the only time I had said I was going home, because I said like if I can't have none of my bitches coming to her to, because I don't, that's the thing. I never ask none of them bitches to jump in for me, and I'm not going to because I don't know y'all hoes. You know what I'm saying? I never seen nobody fight. Like, y'all got to understand. I didn't watch, I was mad at the network, so I didn't watch none of the other shows. I didn't give a fuck. Not as TV was not on my friend list, none of that shit. Like, I wasn't following nobody.
Oh, so it wasn't in your algorithm.
Yeah, it wasn't. So I didn't watch nobody fight. I didn't know Mighty and them got jumped and all that shit happened before and or they jumped and all that. I didn't know Lacey and them wasn't friends and I didn't know none of that. Y'all gotta understand, I didn't watch none of that shit. I didn't watch nobody episodes, no Southwest, no South Central before they was on all that TV. I didn't watch none of that. Like, I was like put on reality for real. I was straight just living my life. But at the same time, I had so many fans that would write me on a daily basis, like, it's really not jumping. You bring them ratings, come back. They need you. That's how I felt. That's the real reason why I came back to Not As TV. It was because of my fans.
Big Scorpio vibe.
You get what I'm saying? So I had to make sure I was an impact on the network. You get what I'm saying? Like, even from day one, I started everything. It was Pink 24. I mean, Heaven and Pink, last 24, everywhere. Fighting about not because of me, they see my face. People, do you not know how much I make a difference on people on real life?
We hit an hour. Shit, you was going in. Shit, we having a great conversation.
But I just feel like, what the fuck was the last thing I was saying?
Shit, I don't even remember, but I really fucking enjoyed your conversation. It is very rare that people come here and, like, I ask them questions and they are able to continue having a conversation. Like, you're a real ass bitch. Like, I don't care what
everybody knows that. Like, I don't care about all the shit they say or they feel like I got my ass beat or whatever. You can say all that shit, but my character is everything. I'm a real ass bitch. I'm always fun as fuck. I'm gonna handle business. I'm gonna stand on that shit. I don't give a fuck what bitch come for me, what. I'm ready for every fucking thing. I am built for this shit. If you ever live in Detroit, you will understand this shit. I'm used to this shit. I don't give a fuck. I got a, what's that shit called?
Look, I got family in Lansing.
This is too, since I was 13, bitch. Everybody swear that, like, they can try to make me feel within a one, whatever I choose to do. I'm still going. I'm still being me. I'm still living life. Like, everything is a lesson. And it's like, I'm learning as I go, bitch. But I'm not going to apologize for nothing that I ever do.
And because I'm you shouldn't. For real.
I take what I take and I get what I get, and I'm never gonna, that's not gonna stop me or make me be like, oh well, yeah, she did this and I'm gonna bow down. Bitch, fuck you, let's go again, bitch, come on.
I can dig it. Well, shit, I'm gonna play one of my favorite games with you, because I think this is gonna be funny.
Okay, come on.
So let's we're going to play one of my favorite games before we go. Let's play Fuck, Marry, Kill.
Okay.
Let's see.
That's fun.
That is fun. Let's do Pink, Monty, Lacey. Go.
Oh, kill. Just kill them all. Let's play. Okay. I'll probably, I ain't going to lie. I fuck Lacey. I'm going to kill Monty. And I married Pink just because we just
Wait. Did you just say you married Pink?
Yeah, I married her. Fuck it.
So y'all in love? This whole time y'all was in love? So y'all been in love this whole time?
Yay, what the fuck? Taking this seriously?
This is crazy.
Hello? Are you crazy?
Yeah, they said that's why you don't want to fight Lacey, because you want to fuck. I'm dead. I'm screaming.
What? Hold on, wait. This is a game. Y'all think we let them all play that shit? Look.
God damn.
This is it, y'all. This is the last one. It's the last of the motherfucking Mohicans. I'm gonna give you my face. Heaven, I don't never give away my face. I'm gonna give you my face. I'm gonna close this out. I'm gonna get back outside. Let her in here. I think somebody reporting alive. They gotta be. Hello. I see you. I think they reporting the lives because I accepted it. But this the last one. This is it. This is it. Come on, let her up.
You know I be making bitches need and seek, so they be happening in it.
I don't know, look. I'm a pretty hated individual, but you might got me beat.
You son. Hear me? I'm most hated, but everybody know they love me. I got the whole world screaming, "How fucking long!"
I'd be like, "Hello," like, yeah. Not, it's funny because that's really like my signature word, but we got the same word, but we say it differently. Like you extend that shit. I say my shit. Like when I get mad, like if I get frustrated,
but let me hold on, because let me clear it up. Because this was a game we was playing, so y'all took that shit way too seriously.
Oh, yeah, they did that. Yeah, they was that. They that's why you ain't want to fight lazy because you want to fuck. We were playing fuck, marry, kill, guys. Yes. How fucking low.
No, that ain't it. That's not reality. You hear
look,
me?
Hey, Scorpio, I'm a little spicy too. Give me three names,
okay.
Make it good.
Okay, E.T. Shaba.
Lacey's here. Get up here, Lacey. Do you mind?
E.T. Shaba and Monty.
E.T. Shaba and that's my three names.
Yep.
E.T. Shaba and Monty.
Yep.
Damn. Okay. That's fucked up.
That's how I felt.
You put me in my own fucking hot seat.
Yep.
Okay. I'm gonna have to kill Shaba because she put her hands on the love of my life. Lucky I love you, baby.
Okay. Period.
So I'm gonna kill Shaba because yeah. Ooh. Fuck, bro, this is fucked up.
Who you marrying? Who you fucking?
Oh my god. Oh, that's so hard.
Yeah, that you feel how I feel. But you gotta make a choice. It's a game. Don't take it personal.
Oh, shit. Okay.
I like this.
Yeah, cause you don't know either. Too.
Yep, come on, we got E.T. and Monty. Ooh. Left.
Okay, so I'm going to I'm gonna fuck E.T.
Okay, and you gonna marry Monty?
I'm gonna marry Monty.
Okay.
Yeah. No, E.T. a little on the dominant side. I'm a little on the dominant side. I don't really know how that would work in a marriage, but I'll fuck the shit out of E.T. I will fuck the shit out of E.T. You heard me? Yeah. Hey, E.T., you heard me? E.T., you heard me? The fuck? Dead wrong. Who dead wrong? Me? How y'all gonna question. Now y'all got question my choices. Y'all question heaven choices. Y'all question
right,
my choices.
See, night the only one. Yeah.
I'm dead wrong for marrying Monty. It's a game.
But is it any
more questions because it's about to be 1 o'clock and shit. Haven't got to watch her movie.
It is about to. Give me one more.
One more?
Challenge. Give me one more.
I'm going to give you a good one. How about Lucky, Big Lex, and Sapphire? Yeah. Come on.
Wait, Hustler?
I said Lucky.
These are
all the cast from the host of off the other shows.
Thank you. So not two scenes.
Big Lex and Sapphire. Who you fucking killing and marrying?
Oh, that's fucked up.
Yeah.
Oh, fuck. Okay. I think I'm gonna kill Sapphire. I love you, baby. But I'm gonna kill Sapphire. Listen, let me explain.
Yeah.
I'm gonna kill Sapphire because I'm a little too wild and I see she real calm and she don't like the rah-rah shit. You feel me? I wouldn't even want to disturb her peace with my controversiness.
Okay.
So she, because she is such a beautiful woman and I admire her and I adore her, I would kill her because I just wouldn't even want to do her like that.
That's what I
said. So I would kill her out of love. You feel me? Because if I marry or fuck you, it's going to get toxic. So I just got to kill you so I can, pray for you.
Lucky, Lacey, for me, I'm going to be the same way because
what we talking about. All right, so now marry and fuck. I am going to fuck Big Lex and I'm going to marry the Pisces because she's a Pisces.
What's up? Tell the truth. Absolutely. What did I didn't tell the truth on?
What is she not? Who ain't telling the truth?
I don't know. She said I didn't tell the truth.
We told the truth in here. Right. Listen, this was a fucking fun ass fucking interview. I enjoyed it. If you could do it all over again, would you do it again?
Hell fuck yeah, I ain't miss nothing. Cause I'm trending, bitch. I don't give a fuck what a bitch gotta say or whole high happy. But y'all still got the reunion to come.
Well shit. Happy birthday to the CEO. It's the CEO's birthday, I think.
To his birthday today, period.
Happy birthday.
Real boss do real boss shit, you know. What month is this? What sign is this?
Oh shit. I don't know nothing.
I think it's a Taurus. My baby birthday Saturday.
I don't be giving a fuck. You feel me? Like, if it,
we do real shit. We gotta definitely tell him happy birthday. And I appreciate this interview. I had fun. We had our ups, our downs, our laughs.
This was dope. I enjoyed your company. Thank you for coming to the Polyfly Podcast. Enjoy your night,
definitely,
guys. It was just a game. She's not really marrying.
Real life, and I'm ready for the reunion. And y'all
not really fucking lazy.
Still gonna be talking my shit, pop my shit. How fucking long?
You did. And y'all try not to rip each other's heads off at this reunion. Well, I got LaRue coming up next, and I saw somebody in the comments say that they felt like she defended you, but she ain't do the same for you. I'm gonna ask LaRue myself about that. But thank you for coming, Heaven. It was lit. It's the Polyfly Podcast. Thank y'all for coming. It's Cardio, motherfucking Rich. I'm about to do an interview pretty soon.
Oh, before.
And I just want to know if you have any questions for my guest before they get here.
Who's your guest?
Hello.
Yeah, I got a few. Why her lace don't be looking like this?
Oh my god.
Why and her lace go in the bathroom with no filter though? Why it don't be looking like
wait,
this? Like,
we never ask questions about the show.
Oh why god. It don't be looking like this? You feel me?
Oh my god.
Why it don't be looking like this?
Drop.
And tell her Tyrese asked her. Why she still don't have a place? Ask her that too. And say Tyrese asked her. And ask her why she tried to talk about me to Lucky. But she's still in the same position she's been in. Ask her all of that.
Wait.
Let's talk. Ask her why she
don't know who you with, but I like how you come.
Hold on, wait.
This is the Polly Fly Show hairstylist. Hey. This is the stylist that will be laying
the wig. How wild her hair was under her hair. How wild her real hair was under that wig like that. Like, every time my hair stopped coming to me, their hair always looked like that. Every time.
Oh, my God.
Every time. Ask her that. And ask her why she tried to fight the little about girls, but she didn't want to fight none of the big girls in the house. Because she's a bully. Why are you doing an interview with her? Like, she's not even interesting. Like, I'm confused. Like, I would never do an interview with a bitch with a stiff bulb.
I have questions.
Was the stiff bulb for me. She was on live. The bulb was not. She was. You know how when bitches be going off like this, the bulb was not moving, baby. The bulb was not moving. No, I normally don't be feel like doing it, but I'm high and I got time today, so it was good. And I just got my hair done, and I'm feeling like a bad bitch. So it's like, you know, when you get your hair done and you just want to talk shit about somebody,
right?
That's me every time.
I'm fucking dead.
Every time. I got time today.
That's my baby. Hey, he do that hair though. That he do that hair shit. Mm-hmm. He does your shit with that, my boy. Babe, how both of my lighters is broke? Like, I'm about to have anxiety. Is,
you know, everybody can't afford it, so they try to talk about it. They try to talk shit.
I feel like you need to get you a torch.
I do.
Oh, a torch, like for the okay. Yeah.
So what time is our little interview? Because you know I can't watch it because you know I'm blocked.
Well, it was supposed to be at 9:30, and then it was supposed to be right now, but it's a lot going on.
She got her pussy right now to eat, so, you know, she got to sell her pussy to eat at night, you know. So.
Now, ain't that wrong? Wrong with selling a little poom sometimes. Don't do that.
When you talk shit about everybody in the world and you claim you got all this money, but you got to sell your pussy to eat every night.
Right,
it's something wrong with that. You're delusional.
You know I'm drinking crap.
But you know I'm not even gonna be a hater. Let me shut up about my business. Because then I bet you somebody in the car may be like, he hating.
I'm just listening. Hey,
Jimmy.
Oh, that's Jimmy?
Yeah. I think he changes. Let's say Golf Television HQ, so gotta be Jimmy.
Hold on real quick. I'm gonna bring you right back. Let me bring Jimmy up real quick.
Okay.
All right. Hold on.